Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And hello, everybody. Welcome to our program where you can express yourself, whether you're mad about something or glad about something, or you can even if you don't want to talk about it, that's all right. You don't have to talk about it. But we're here, Inner Sight, every weeknight, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, everybody got all riled up over the football stuff and who beat who and who won and who, yeah. So, it's all about publicity and money. That's all that is, that football. So, hope your team won. I'm not a football fan, so I don't get into that much, you know. But whoever bet on Kansas City, I guess maybe made some money. That's if they got paid. Anyway, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad. You want to call in 213-816-1650. And I notice more and more a trend in companies cutting jobs and laying people off and putting in computers, what they call this artificial intelligence, using the computers rather than the people. Now, I think that's a big mistake. I really do. You know, because people have been around a lot longer than these computers. And I'd like to see the government cut some of this stuff that we don't need in this country, that's wasting a lot of money, and change some of these policies that people have to deal with, that people get caught up in and trapped in, you know. So, yeah, the companies are smart. A lot of them are merging, you know, eliminating certain jobs, certain areas, because they want to make more money, you know. Well, the government could make more money if they would listen to us, see. Now, let me tell you one area where the government could make some money. It might not be a whole lot of money, but hey, every little bit helps, right? If they were to license the service dog schools and every year examine them and, you know, and have let the public come out and voice their opinion, you know, the government could charge a fee, let's say a nominal fee, let's say $1,000. A year for your license. That's nothing for a guide dog school. They raise all that money. I'm sure that the Lions Clubs would pay their licensing fee, you know. But there's an area where the government could make some money. Wouldn't be a lot of money on that, but it would be, you know, better than no money. And there's so many areas that they can make money on. Of course, the biggest one is biggest industry where they can cut and not only cut but make people safer. The nursing home industry. That's a vast money eater. You know, where people have to be put into these nursing homes, and also that's a big contributor to homelessness. I mean, think about it. People who go into nursing homes are really homeless because a nursing home is not like a person's home. You know, you can interpret that as someone being homeless. The same as they're in a shelter. Person is in what's the shelter? It's called a homeless shelter, isn't it? Well, take that name and apply it to nursing home. The homeless nursing home. You're homeless because you lost your place. You lost your rental place or your place that you owned or whatever it may be because of the criteria set down by the state that put you into a nursing home. So you talk about homelessness. The government is allowing homelessness to be promoted. Now, I never heard anybody talk about this. But you can damn well believe that Intersight is going to bring this point up at the news conference next month. And I want to thank Silo, by the way, who received our email, and the donation will be ready a week from today. Thank you so much for that. And they're partnering with us. And the word is we're going to come down real hard on these damn nursing homes. And it's about time because they're ruining people's lives. They're not only ruining the residents' lives, they're ruining the people's lives who work for them. They're making them look bad. Because those people have to stay in that job and neglect people. You know, they cannot do the job that they're supposed to do because of the way the system is set up, because the nursing homes will not allow the home health aides in to do their job that they would normally do. So in that way, the nursing homes are hurting the people who work there. They're not allowing them. They're not giving them the means. See, if the home health aides were able to come in, that would give the aides who work in the nursing homes the means to do a much better job. You know, you do this while I do this thing kind of situation. See, they don't have that. Because they don't have enough people. And the damn nursing home is promoting that. Now, how come no one ever addressed that? Inner Sight is, because it's damn ass true. You go in there. Why are these people neglected? Because the home health aide is not there. And the aide that is there cannot cover everyone sufficiently. And that's why people get neglected. That's why they catch infections, and it goes into their blood, and they're older, and their immune system is down because they lay in friggin' bed all day with no good vitamins and supplements, and people who can show the nursing home how to build the immune system. So the person dies. They get an infection, they die. Send them to the hospital. Most of the time, it's too damn late when they go send them to the hospital. You know, and all the hospital does is shoot them up with the antibiotics, which, to many, many people, and I believe it, can make you worse. Instead of giving them the wild oil of oregano, which will help you. So, it's the whole system that is deteriorating, and this is why these companies, you know, in other systems are changing. This is why they're merging. This is why they're cutting things out, because they're trying to save money for the company. Well, the government is a company, and they're not doing a damn thing to save money. You know? So there you have the royal mess going on here, especially with these nursing homes, with the American Disability Act, the same thing, no enforcement, no money behind it. Service dog schools, what a mess that is. You know, sure, they give people service dogs, they help them, sure, we admit that, we know that. But what the hell good is it if they can kill a guide dog and get away with it and there's no law? You see, this is where people should step up and say, hey, this is horrible what happened. We're obligated to guide dogs. They don't give a damn about the guide dogs, because if they did, they'd be all over Albany. Hey, pass a law. They don't give a damn about what happened to Milton, the guide dog. He was killed at the school over a year ago. Killed by the school. Let me clarify that. As far as I'm concerned, Milton was killed by the school, because that's who the trainer worked for. The damn school. And where the hell was her supervisor when she was mistreating Milton? How come she wasn't observed by the supervisor? That's what supervisors are supposed to do. Supposed to make sure that the person under them is doing their damn job. That's why there should be a law. So there you have a system that is crumbling. And the people that are going to get crumbled are the people who need the services, because of the way this whole damn thing is set up, you know. And more people who are vulnerable and who are subject to all this criteria crap come homeless unless something is done about it. And the only thing you can do about it is let the agencies raise the money and keep people in their own home where they're safe with the help that they need. Whatever they need, that help should be there. And the government and the agencies should split the cost. All right, Inner Sight, Bad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650, brought to you by Dave from Milton, Shelby's Kitchen, Milton's Home, Port New York. That's the catering place. A Day for Milton. Anybody out there like to create a day for Milton? We're looking to create a day for Milton in another state. We did one here last May. And I will be doing this coming July. I have a new YouTube channel. I have a co-producer with me, and I want to thank Andrea very much. We're going to start next Monday doing live YouTube. And I will be doing this coming July, and of course I'll invite Tom and Michelle, a special on Milton, you know, live on YouTube. So, and we're going to try to include some video on that of Milton working and all that. So that's in the works for the summer. And we will not let the world forget what happened to Milton. Never. Never will the world forget. All right, Shelby's Kitchen. Phone number 631-286-0444 for catering. And if you go over there, you'll see a lot of presents of Milton pictures and all that. All right, InterSight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. I've got to give Mr. Kennedy a call, hopefully tomorrow, and find out how Doreen is, his wife. All right, prayers for Doreen. Prayers for Pepper. She had to go to the eye doctor today. All right. InterSight and Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Real estate, want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy Realty. Hey, you want to stay in shape? Call my buddy Fernandez, Devin. Third Eye InterSight. All right, 631-445-3464, the Third Eye InterSight, Devin Fernandez, and he'll explain all the details to you. InterSight, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, dog food, cat food, medical when they're able to do it. Just give Gary a call, 631-484-3085 on the Nobody Starves on Long Island. All right. And we thank him for all of his help. He's helped many and many people with service dogs, too. Thank you for that, Gary. All right, let's see. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Thank you so much for your support of InterSight. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you for your partnership on this nursing home thing. You know, people need to come together to get rid of these horrible, horrible places that are wasting money and wasting lives and contributing nothing to the well-being of people. And that includes the people who work in them, too. They're not allowing those people to do their job, do a good job, by keeping the home health aides out of the nursing home. They're obstructing the people who work there from doing a good job. I guarantee you that the people who work in these nursing homes would welcome the help of the home health aides. I guarantee that they would. Because if they wouldn't, then the answer is fire them and get people in there that will. See, that's the way this situation should be handled. People should work at these agencies who want a change to the positive. That's a big problem. You got the wrong people in these jobs. Wrong people. Look at the service dog thing with the death of Milton. How come the directors of all these schools haven't gotten together and said, "Hey, we got to do something about this"? They're the wrong people in the damn ass job. People like that shouldn't be in those jobs. I've said it 1,000 times. When people don't care, you know. When they don't care that Michelle's life has been altered, the blind woman, and they don't do a damn thing to give her a dog, that shows you that they're in the wrong job. And we're going to keep on letting you know that until something's done about it. All right, InterSight, Silo, 631-880-7929. We had to move the February 27 news conference to the middle of March, and we'll be putting the date out there as soon as we get it. Silo had to have some meetings. They're opening up a new branch over there, so we'll keep you posted as to the date for the up and coming nursing home news conference. All right, InterSight, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Vontio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, go an extra mile for a child. And that reminds me, I got to talk to Maria and find out why she hasn't revised her show for Sunday on autism. She used to have a show up there every week. I don't know why she hasn't done it, but I'm gonna find out, because that show should be up there. All right, Inner Sight, and I want to welcome Andrea aboard and thank her. We had a wonderful meeting today, and we donated a laptop to her for school. And in turn, she's helping Inner Sight. She's starting an Inner Sight fan club, college. We're going to have a meeting on that at the college coming next week or so. So I think it's a wonderful idea. You know, she wants to get her master's degree in social work, and she's going to use it to promote Inner Sight. And the idea that I have given her, and I'll remind her, with your credentials, once she has those credentials, start a foundation in this country to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. You need someone with the credentials to do that, and a master's degree in social work, I think, would do it. You'll be able to get colleagues on board and start that foundation and raise money. Let people contribute to it to turn the nursing homes accessible housing. Now, you see, that way you help the homeless problem and you prevent people from being made homeless who are under the threat of nursing homes. You see what you do there? That's a double take. Two things can happen there right away with a foundation like that. So we're going to work on that. We're with it. We're with her. And she's helping me direct a video on YouTube. And she's also working with Richie. They're going to be send in shows to Manhattan Neighborhood Network and to cable. So we got more ammunition now. We're going to have YouTube on this thing. And then you'll see who's going to come out of the closet. You wait and see. I make a prediction that once we get out there on YouTube, that we are going to be contacted, and they may not want their name on it, but we're going to be contacted by celebrities who don't like these nursing homes for whatever reason. I mean, we haven't seen anything yet. There's millions of people that are going to be behind this. You wait and see. Because nobody wants these places.
No.
42 million disabled don't want them. And the damn candidates running for office better pay attention to that. It's a big voting block.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Silo. We gave 631-880-7929. Thank you, Joe Delgado and the whole crew over there. Looking forward to working with you on the Nursing Home News Conference. Let's see, what else we got? Inner Sight, Suffolk Bus Corp, thank you so much for your help. Greatly appreciate all you've done and keep doing to promote Inner Sight. And Suffolk Bus now has become the vehicle to enable us to do live YouTube by donating the equipment. How do you like that?
I liked it.
So, And by the way, if you want to, in a few weeks, take a scat and come over here. I got a ramp on the side. You can come right in, and we'll do a YouTube together.
Okay. Sounds good.
On the nursing home.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it's a must. You got to do it.
Yeah, I don't mind.
To promote this thing that we're doing on the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to do it right here in my living room.
That's great.
All right, in a sight around the world, 213-816-1650. You want to call in, mad or glad, anything you're mad about or glad about. Anybody on the line?
No, not yet. Just listening,
well, line
people.
Line up the Able News.
It's right here.
Put that on the line.
Okay, here it goes.
To Angela.
Come on.
And maybe we get her to do
here
a...
Here we go.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Once we get this live show going, I'm going to try to get Angela interested in doing a story on it, because I think it's worth a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree.
A live YouTube insight on as advocates, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, inner sight, moving on, moving up, moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the job that the government should be doing, that the agency should be doing.
Better
we'll show
that.
Them how to do it.
Yeah.
And then we'll make them do it.
Mm-hmm.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
You know, don't stand still. Don't take an example from some of these companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, merge together. Create more power. Stop wasting all this money that could help people. That's what these companies are doing. Yeah, they're doing it to make a profit. We would be doing it to save people's lives.
That's right.
So there it is, world. I mean, you know, a system that is so out of date and old that doesn't work anymore. When a system can take somebody out of their home and evict them because they can't pay the rent, that's what happens when you go into a nursing home. If you can't pay the rent, they gotta officially evict you, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if a system can do that and create homelessness and waste all that money, it's no damn good. It's
people.
Broken down and archaic. There's no need for it. So now, what the need that exists, obviously, is a selfish one. Why does the
mm-hmm.
government allowing these places to keep on existing when we don't
mm-hmm.
need them? We don't want them. See?
There's
mm-hmm. something more behind it. We've said it time and time again. I think it's
yeah.
a hate crime. I really
think
do.
So, too.
You know, you don't want to see the disabled person. You hate them. You put them in the place. You know? You don't let them get out of bed. You give them crap food, take their money, waste their life, allow them to become indigent and infected, leave them dirty.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? That's hate, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's hate.
Yeah.
I remember one woman told me, older woman who went to visit her one of her relatives in a nursing home, and saw that she was dirty and filthy and laying there and you know and not getting any help. You know what she did? She went up to the desk, the head nurse. She said, "You get me a water and a basin and soap. I'm gonna clean her right now." And they said, "You can't do that." And she said, "You better watch me do it."
Mhm.
And she did it. She cleaned the woman up.
Yeah. Terrible what they do.
But how many people does this happen to on a daily basis?
Right. There's no
vandalism.
Information. Mm-mm.
No. It's not where their aide would be there and they say so and so, you know, you got to change my diaper or whatever the case may be. They can't do that in the nursing home. They gotta wait for hours. That's why things set in and people get infections and, you know, germs and the bacteria and all that. That's when it happens. That's how it happens. So these places are out of it. They don't belong in our lives. They don't belong in this society at all. No way, man.
Mm-hmm.
Not with all the money that's available that could be used and be raised to keep people in a much better way. I mean, I could see mm-hmm. this happening in a third world place, you know, so called,
mm-hmm.
where people don't give a damn and you know, there's no funds, no money, but not in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah,
being put into
trillion.
These places.
Yeah.
So there you have the inner sight truth.
Oh yeah.
And we march on, coming up on Lincoln and Washington, the two great presidents. Yeah. Honor them.
Yeah.
Honor them. By getting rid of these damn nursing homes, stop wasting all this money. That's how you can honor Lincoln, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next Monday. You know, Lincoln freed a lot of people who were being taken advantage of. So you want to be like Mr. Lincoln, Mr. Biden? Free all these people from the damn nursing homes.
Yeah.
You know, listen to our plan. Do it.
Yeah. You know, Frank, I have a matter of glad. I just want to quickly announce it.
Yeah.
All right. My aide, okay, was very upset this morning. She came in to my house and she told me, "I'm being evicted." I said, "What?" It's totally out of left field. Nobody knew about it. I didn't know about it. So she says to me, "I need your help today." So I gave her a whole bunch of contacts to call for a tenant, sort of like an abuse type of, they're abusing her. So and they're not belittling, but badgering her. You know, she really is a kind person, but she can't keep that up and not get any help. You know, so they, because she reported something to the state, and then they got upset with her, and now they want to keep her out of, it's just very annoying, not only annoying, why are you doing this to a person who has a son, a sick son, and a sick mother? You shouldn't be even doing that. Like
no,
you always
put
say.
In the news. Become,
yeah.
If they take her to court, I would make a news story out. She's got a lease. She paid the rent.
Right.
That's a news story.
Yeah.
If they're going to be
That's
idiotic
true.
Enough to take her to court, they're not going to win.
No, they're
First
not.
First of all, she got a lease. They can't do anything until the lease is up.
Right.
And she paid the rent, and they accepted it.
They accepted it originally, but now they want to give it back. Must have talked to their lawyers about it.
No, you can't give it back. You got to have a reason
I know.
For that.
Yeah.
What's their reason?
Well, there's no reason except that she went to the state and complained that she's not getting a refrigerator
that's
stove.
That's not going to hold. The judge will throw them out.
I hope so.
Yeah, he's got a lease.
Yeah.
You know, he has to go in there. The landlord has to go in and say, well, look, my mother needs the apartment or I'm selling
whatever.
The house or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's something, yeah.
And even then, if she has a lease, the judge will probably
right.
say, well, when is the lease up?
Right, soon or whatever.
See? And then,
yeah.
you have to be out by so-and-so at the end of the lease.
Right.
And then after that, you can still get more time.
Well, I hope so, yeah. She needs it.
Sure.
She hasn't been able to find a two-bedroom, two-bath, just to, you know, otherwise it would have been a lot easier, but she's having such a real hard time finding it because she wants everybody in the same house. There's
well,
her
is
son
she on Section 8?
No, not yet. She applied
for
it like,
apply for Section
8? I did. Yeah,
that'll help her case,
gonna,
too.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do that.
Apply for Section 8.
Yeah, I have to do it for myself, too. So once I find something, I usually give her the application so she could, you know, do that. Yeah.
But anyway, I think she has a good case that they're not going to...
Yeah, I think so, too. Who should we hook her up with? Which lawyer should we hook her up with, though?
Ah, she don't need a lawyer. Lawyer for what? Got the lease, paid the rent.
Yeah.
You don't need a lawyer.
Okay.
Anyway, Inner Sight, so that's a mad, actually.
That is a very
that
mad.
Trying to get her out just because mm-hmm. she filed a complaint.
Yeah. Everybody complains about something. Why are they just doing that? It just doesn't make sense. They know she has a very sick son.
You know what it probably is? They think, oh, she's foreign. She won't understand. She'll get scared and she'll move. That's probably what their what their reasoning.
What the lawyer
is.
Said. Yeah, their lawyer.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday. Let's see. Tomorrow night's open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And Wednesday, nursing home show. Now, that's one of our most important shows.
Right.
But Wednesday night, and we usually pick a theme. So we'll figure that out. Thursday, we do different subjects. What did I heard today that President Biden did away with numerous student loans, right?
Oh, my.
See, so it shows you that the president can change things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Student loans. You know,
yeah.
That, all that means is he's looking for the young people to vote for.
Right.
You know? Well, people in nursing homes can vote.
Hell yeah.
You know? Why not make a move in that direction?
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the damn nursing home. Change the system. Stop wasting all that money. See?
Yeah.
They always leave us out.
They do. Sad. Very.
I mean, yes, there are some disabled students, but for the most part, the majority are not. You know? But it shows you that the president can do things, you know, and why not liberate these damn nursing homes and get people out and get them. The government owes them
mm-hmm.
a place because most of the people, or I should say all of the people in nursing
mm-hmm.
homes, went in there and probably had a place and lost it.
Right.
So the government owes them a damn place.
That's right.
See? And in doing that, they wouldn't even have to waste any money if they did it in the right way. So there's another part of this.
And
why is the government standing by and letting people put into nursing homes and lose their home, lose their dwelling, and putting them into a horrible place? That's a very interesting observation.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
And I think the United States Congress should take that up.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that through our news conference, there will be public hearings at Congress on these nursing homes. That's what we need.
Right.
We need public hearings on these damn places.
Hmm.
To show how all the money is being wasted, that people are becoming homeless because of it.
Yeah.
Other people related to them are suffering because of it.
Yeah.
People are losing their pensions, their benefits, their disability benefits. There's no hardship law where you can claim hardship and say, hey, I can't pay you all this money every month.
Mm-hmm.
There should be public hearings on this.
Yes, they should. It's disgusting.
There'd be millions of people who would want to testify, believe me.
Yeah, they will. You'll see, they'll come out of woodwork. They really will. Why are we paying this much? I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's one of the things that we're going to point up at the news conference, that we want a public hearing.
That's right.
On these nursing homes.
Yeah.
You know. And get some of the medical people who believe in people being in their own home to say, hey, yes, a person is much safer and better off and healthier in their own home. There's no comparison.
Right.
How can you compare that to a nursing home?
You can't. That's the way it
is.
It's
common
sense,
you
can't.
You know?
It is common sense.
Common damn sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we ought to have, between now and the election, three or four news conferences.
Well, I agree with you.
Get people to stand up and tell their stories, man.
Right. That's why I want as many stories as I could get, so I could put them right on the petition as a new input, so it looks like an update, but really it's another person having a problem.
Yeah, so how are you doing with that?
I'm doing well. I mean, I'm typing things out slowly, but I'm getting there.
How many do you have now?
I have up there, let's see, you, myself, my mom and dad, and I was just about to call Maureen, but for some reason, I don't know if her phone's out or whatever, I'm going to probably get Maureen to tell her story about her mom. And I started
Maureen
that out.
Maureen and her mother.
Yeah, and her mother. Yeah, both.
So that's that's half a dozen if you get Maureen.
Right there, yeah. If I get Maureen,
Lorraine wants to tell her story.
I told her about that, and she said she'll call me. I don't know. She hasn't called me. I'll call her back.
Well, you can't. They don't call you. You got to call them back. Remind them.
That's right, yeah.
You know. So you got about Maureen and Mary, you'll have half a dozen, and then we can move on to some more.
Yeah. And I want their picture with what they say. And at the top, they have a little video. Do you want me to make the video like we put on YouTube and just put it on the petition?
Yeah, put everything you can up.
That's
there.
What I was thinking, yeah.
The more the better.
Right. And this could start me off with my own a little bit YouTube channel.
Once it's up there, I'll have Andrea take a video of it, and we'll put it up on the damn show.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Damn right.
Yeah. I never hated these nursing homes as much as I do now. It just keeps every day you get a new person talking about, oh, I can't get my family member out of the nursing home. The guardian put her in, and I'm her next of kin, and they wouldn't let me, you know, do this, that, and the other thing. And you're sitting there listening, and it's the same damn story every single time, and you want to help them. You have to help them. You're not going to leave them that way.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's the reason
that's
why I don't
like
nursing
homes. Agencies, these agencies should be raising money to help people.
Yes, they should. Fundraiser.
But they can't because they're under contract with the state. An agency can't come along and say, hey, we'll donate the money for a lawyer to go to court and try to get this person out under the guardianship. They can't do that.
No, they can't.
They're under contract with the state.
They could lose
their
money. Yeah. That's disgusting, honestly.
It's a real contradictory type
yes.
of situation. It really is.
Yep. I agree with that. I'll tell you. It's really nasty what they do to people. And they, for some reason, I think they enjoy it for some reason. I don't know why, but they
Well, you got people in there who do, then you got good people
mm-hmm.
who don't like what's going on. They can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
They need a job, you know.
Right.
So that's how the system operates.
Unfortunately.
Anyway, how is your aunt doing?
She sometimes when I call her, then she forgets. Like is it me that I call? She doesn't know if it was me that called or her that called. Meanwhile, I called her to keep you know her talking and stuff. She has nobody there, but the neighbors are still walking her back home. Thank God. I mean, for the neighbors, I might want to just bring like a food basket or something to each of them who have been helping her. You know,
She needs somebody to come in there and give her that therapy that restores.
Yeah, the head.
Memory.
Yeah.
That's what she needs.
Yeah, and she feels alone. She wants me to come there, but her house is not accessible. Here we go again. You know.
Well, I don't know. You can't put up a ramp and get in.
Well, it has to be. How do you reinforced? Onto the top of the steps. If it's not reinforced, it might fall down, and I might go with
it. You gotta get somebody who knows what the hell they're doing.
Exactly.
You call the independent living.
Do they really have one in each state, or is it in another state and they use that?
Yeah, they got one. They're supposed to have one.
Yeah, I'll call. I got nothing to lose.
Call them and tell them you need a ramp.
What's going on? Yeah, I need a ramp. I need help. Whatever I can do.
See what they say. We got to lose.
Yeah, exactly. Then we'll put it on there if they don't, you know. I tell you, that's handy when you call on, you know, Channel 7 News. It's very handy. So I'm kind of happy that Michelle's on board with us, Charlesworth. Very, very, you know, talented person, does a number of things to make people laugh if they're under a lot of stress. And she actually, her and I talk a lot too, and it's been fun getting some ideas from her, you know.
Yeah.
So she's really good.
All right, Inner Sight, yes, my dear friend Michelle Charlesworth.
Yes.
Many
years. Yeah, I know. She's
really
nice.
You want to call in 213-816-1650, Inner Sight, and Mad or Glad Monday, anything you're mad about or glad about, let's see, 849 New York, Wednesday is the Valentine.
Yeah, can't wait.
All the misplaced lovers will be mad on Wednesday.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's funny.
There's a lot of them.
That's true.
A lot
you
of misplaced lovers.
You should make a skit for Friday night.
Somebody ought to start a club called Misplaced Lovers.
Oh, you get a lot of people going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Charge them $5 a piece.
Then you get your money to help people. There you go.
Get rich. Put a club like that online. Misplaced Lovers.
Yeah. That actually sounds interesting.
All proceeds go to Innerside.
Yeah, put it inside. Whoever needs help, boom. If we need to pay for something,
right.
Boom. It's a win-win on every
them a,
side.
Give them a newsletter.
That's a good idea.
The Misplaced Lover newsletter.
I'm sorry. It's funny when you say it all together.
Well, just a whacked up idea. It's a good idea for frolics.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe
for Friday night.
Friday night,
yeah.
All right, Friday night. Friday night, we'll on the funnies. We'll tell you about the Misplaced Lover Club. How's that?
Sounds good to me. It's funny, too.
Yeah.
We need fun.
There you go.
Yeah.
Introduce a new skit, Misplaced Lover Club.
We got to have some music to go with it, too, like a love song. That's a funny love song. I don't know.
Music for what?
We need, like, a funny love song to attach to it for Valentine's Day. Any kind of song.
Oh, you can play that song. Hey, da 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 da. Something about a love song.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, too.
Hey, many love song while I miss my baby.
Oh, I remember that
While I miss my baby, that one. Hey,
yeah.
Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song? That one.
That one, yeah. Who put that out?
Fall in love. That one. That's a good Misplaced Lover.
That's what I was thinking. We need a song.
Song. Who sings that song? It's what's
I
name?
Don't know. Maybe Louis will know when he comes on to advertise it on tomorrow.
I can't think of the guy's name right now. But
I can't either. Don't
that would be a good
bad.
Song to play on that segment.
Yeah. It really would be.
You know, you play it, and then I'll come on and say, yes, this is the Misplaced Lover Club.
There you go. I like that.
And today, we're talking with Mariah. Mariah,
oh,
were you misplaced? Now take it easy now. Don't worry. You're only in front of 25 million people. Nobody's going to see
all.
You. You know, something stupid like
that. Something crazy like that. It's great.
Misplaced
you get to be crazy
lover.
One
yeah,
day a week.
Don't forget. Get that song. Can you find that song?
Yeah, I think I
somebody
could as long as
somebody
I know
wrong,
who signed
song.
It. I remember
somebody
the...
Done.
Go ahead.
The Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. It's,
yeah, that's it. That's it. Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song.
The guy's name, but...
Yeah.
We'll find it.
We'll find it as well. I'll look for it. You could all actually...
All right, Inside Matter Glass. 213-816-1650 if you want to call. I got a few minutes left on the
six,
Monday.
5 minutes. Yeah.
Matter Glad.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard in the news that coin, Bitcoin or whatever it's called.
Yeah, they're not doing too well.
Well, I heard that they increased. But the banks don't like them, though.
Mm-mm.
The big banks.
Unreliable.
Don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going to be with that, but, you know, they want to, I don't even know how that works, something with the internet, right?
Yeah, but if you say you're at a soda machine, for argument's sake, and you want to pay through Bitcoin, because sometimes you can, depends on the soda machine, it's like virtual money. So you could then use it on, you swipe your card on the vending machine. God only knows where it is, because I had to feel the whole vending machine to find it. But it does work.
Wait a minute, you have that?
Unfortunately, on my account, they gave it to me. I'm not too keen about it.
Gave it to you?
Yeah, they gave me...
What, did they give
those...
you, a card?
No, I have a card, and it's on my debit card, and I really don't like it.
Who gave it
to
you?
I think it's the bank.
Bank?
Yeah, I asked for them to give me moderate spending for the stocks. I don't want to go over my checking account, so I'm trying to get stocks in there a little bit at a time so I get dividend checks. Well,
that's not on my. I don't have that on my card. I don't want it.
No, I know. I did it purposely so I could start raising money. I need a.
Well, call
money
the bank.
To tell
them to take it off. You don't have to have that on your card.
No, I know. But they work on, if you want to, and you're not into doing it on your own, you could have them set up the what is that called? The Bitcoin for one thing. Another one is like you could get, I don't know, Palmolive and
makes
and
things more
Jones.
Complicated.
It does, but I have to start it over again because Chris and I are kind of low on his retirement.
I don't even like the card I have. I can't read it.
Neither can I. Don't
I
do
my
that.
Way,
they,
I'd get rid of the damn thing. Just give me the money.
Yeah, right. I have the same bank.
I'd rather have the money.
Me too.
Than the card.
Yeah, because if you switch cards, how are you supposed to read what's on the card that you need? You can't. You know?
Yeah. And they changed a couple of these machines, too. One of them, you got to sign. The other one, you got to put the PIN.
Oh, geez. Two different machines? You mean they can't?
Yep.
They have enough money. They can't make a different machine, so everything
some
goes
of them,
well.
Some of them are different now.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. They'll leave
now
us
out.
Now
I have to learn another machine.
So, the damn machine should talk.
Yeah, it should.
And they don't. They don't
nope.
talk.
They don't care. That's why.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night, open mic. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Let's get a count before we go off the air. What do we got?
Oh, okay, hang on. It's 471 something, I think. I looked at it earlier, but I don't remember it. Hold
122,471.
122,471. Right, we went up.
All right, moving up. All right.
Yep,
all right, thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night,
Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.